Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about some keys to becoming an overcomer. Reading to you today from Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, where we read this. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to the death. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 presents three keys to the saint's victory over the enemy of our souls. The first two keys are this: they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and then secondly, they overcame him by the word of their testimony. The third key from Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 is this: they overcame him because they did not love their lives to the death. The first key overcomes Satan's accusations, that is, the blood of the Lamb. The second key overcomes Satan's deception. They overcame him by the word of their testimony. But the third key overcomes Satan's violence. When we do not love our lives to the death, it means that we do not cling to our earthly lives as if that's all that matters. It shows that we believe in eternity and we live for eternity. In many parts of the world today, the threat of martyrdom hangs like a dark cloud over every day for believers in Jesus Christ. When those believers live with the heart of the Apostle Paul, who believed that to live is Christ and to die is gain, that's Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, then how could Satan's violence against them be effective? Their hearts are set. It's as if they say this: go ahead and afflict or even kill this body. I won't welcome it, but neither will I offend Jesus and my conscience to avoid it. Now, however, this idea is also relevant to Christians like myself, who are never directly threatened by this kind of violent life or death persecution, at least not yet. You see, even in the Western world, we can live with an obsessive fear for our physical safety. We can allow the fear of violence or disease or environmental concerns or any number of fears to so dominate our lives that we make our physical life an idol that everything else is sacrificed to. Now, we should use simple wisdom and prudence. We don't want to be careless with our health and safety, but neither are we to consider our own health or safety the highest or the ultimate good. We must not love our lives to the death. Now, the ancient Greek word here in Revelation 12, 11, that says, love our lives to death, that ancient word for love is agape, which speaks of a self-sacrificing, decision-based love. It is up to each one of us to choose. Will we love our lives to the death? Will our physical life be the most precious thing to us, or will we find our life by losing it for Jesus? Jesus said this in Mark chapter 8, verse 35, "For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it." Ultimately, in eternity, we save our life by losing it in Jesus. So take these three keys. First of all, the blood of the Lamb. That's the death of Jesus on the cross as our substitute. Secondly, the word of our testimony. That's our personal experience of Jesus' work in our life. And then thirdly, loving not our lives to the death. That's setting Jesus and his word above even our physical life. Hey, today, let these three keys unlock the door to you becoming an overcomer in Jesus Christ.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.